Good evening, everyone. It's the Cass Daily Show.
Oh, Cassie!
Really, Cass?
Cassandra!
All right, I did it, and I'm glad.
Well, that's our gal, Cass. She's had a perfect record this week. She's managed to get into some kind of trouble every day. Right now, her father, Jason Daly, and her older sister, Helen, are seriously discussing her future.
Really, Father? I think it's the only thing to do.
Well, I don't know, Helen. I don't like the idea of sending Cassandra away from home.
I don't either. But we both know it's for her own good. A few months at a finishing school is just what Cass needs.
Yes, it certainly wouldn't hurt her to acquire a few social graces.
Why, by the time she graduates from the finishing school, we won't know her. When she comes home, she'll walk gracefully into the house. She'll greet us in low, well-modulated tones.
Hiya, folks! Anybody want a fish?
Cass!
Yep, Cassie and I sure caught a mess of trout today. Speaking of messes, how you been today, Buster?
Father!
Oh, if you knew how ridiculous you look standing there with that nasty string of fish.
Oh, you're right, Helen. Here, let's see how they look on you.
Oh! Don't you dare! Now take those revolting things away. They're disgusting.
Why, Helen Daly, how can you say that? Just look at this sweet, gray-haired old mother trout. And think of the hard life she's lived. Why, three times a year she floats under a log and lays 5,000 eggs.
Oh, what of it?
Can you top this?
You see, Father, it's just what we were saying. Her deportment is atrocious.
Yes, well, Cassandra, I do wish you could be a little more ladylike. I'm not opposed to fishing, but in my own case, I always try to occupy myself with something that will, shall we say, widen my social background.
Well, Sonny boy, I don't know about the social part, but your background's wide enough right now.
Father, please.
Cass, what Father means is that you need more finesse, savoir-faire, éclat.
Okay, I'll take a chocolate éclat.
Please. What I'm referring to are things like the art of social conversation.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? That high-class stuff is easy. Listen to this. Oh, Grandpeta.
Yes, Grandata.
Did you hear about Algernon's unfortunate accident?
Why, no. What happened to poor Algernon?
He was drowned in a barrel of shellac.
Drowned in a barrel of shellac? My, what a horrible death.
Yes, but what a beautiful finish.
Helen, don't be so vulgar, Cass. The social graces are nothing to laugh at.
Certainly not. Takes more than a few doubtful witticisms to make one a member of the upper crust.
Upper crust, my big brown bloodshot eye. If you're upper crust, Buster, I just want to be a plain old crumb. I'll clean the fish, Cassie. I'll see you later.
See you till later, Grandpa.
Now, Cass, Father wants to have a serious talk with you. Go ahead, Father.
Yes. Well, you see, well, that is, I thought, you see, well,
Well, that certainly covers the subject.
Cass, Helen and I have come to the conclusion that you should go to a finishing school.
Finishing school? You mean I'm not finished?
Oh, Cass, my dear, it's time you realize that you can't go on being a tomboy all your life. Something must be done about your manners.
Yes, Cass. The school will make a new girl of you. And you won't be gone long. Just 6 months.
Six? What?
I've made all the arrangements. The head of the school, Madame Dupar, is coming here to interview you in just a little while.
Oh, gee, Dad, do I have to go? Don't you like me the way I am?
Oh, yes, of course we do, my dear. You must understand that we're only doing this for your own good.
And Cass, you better get out of those fishing clothes. We do want you to make a good impression on Madame Dupar. Well, come along, Father.
Yes, well, see you later, my dear.
Gee, I never thought Dad would ever send me away. He doesn't want me the way I am. He doesn't like the old model anymore. He wants to have me overhauled. Well, I guess I'm a misfit. Golly, I've never been so lonesome in my life.
If you read in the paper someday that some poor girl has gone away, don't shed a tear if you should hear that gal was me. And if you see my picture in the papers with a smile on my face, I was brokenhearted, smile was out of place. So if you like to save a poor girl from her grave, just find me a friend if you can. I'm the lonesomest gal in town. Everybody has thrown me down. I ain't got no angel child to call me dear. Got no honey man for me to cuddle near. But I'm learning to roll my eyes, and someday you may be surprised when I steal someone's loving man and kiss him with a smack. I'll hug him and I'll squeeze him, but I'll never give him back, 'cause I'm lonesome, so very lonesome. Yes, I'm the lonesomest girl in this here town.
Hey, Cassie. Hey, Cassie.
Oh, hello, Grandpa.
Old Prissy Pants just told me about this here finishing school deal.
Yeah, gee, I don't want to go, Grandpa, please.
Well, cheer up. Maybe you won't have to. I got an idea how to give this whole deal the old double shuffle.
Well, what do you mean?
This Madame Dupar only takes people from the best families, right?
Right.
Well, all you got to do is to make her think our family tree has got a few rotten apples on it.
Yeah, gee.
Why, sure. It'll be a cinch for you, Cassie. Why, when that old bat gets here, use your imagination and give her the works.
See, I think maybe I can do it at that. Gee, that's a wonderful idea, Grandpa. You're really terrific.
Oh, nothing really, old gal?
On the contrary, it's a smosher.
Think so, Grand Data?
Rather, Grand Peta.
Now, Cass, when Madame Dupar arrives, you better let me do most of the talking. It's very important that we make a good impression on her.
Oh, sure.
Oh, there she is. Just the type of girl for her.
Best.
Good afternoon, Madame Dupar.
You, Miss Daly.
My sister, Cassandra.
Well, so this is the role in our school of charm and culture.
Yeah.
Now, Rebecca, your mind is the vessel into which we pour the essence of culture.
In other words, I'm a jughead.
Yes. First, I would like to inquire just a little into your family background.
Oh, of course.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we really got some doing.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Darling, perhaps I'd better tell her. Oh. I'm happy to say, Madame Dupin, we Dalys are a distinguished family. There was our great-great-grandfather. He had blue blood in his veins. He was a governor. Then there was our great-uncle. He had blue blood in his veins. He was a senator.
And there was my cousin Joe. He had no blood. He was anemic.
Cassandra has a delightful sense of humor.
Yeah. You won't believe it, Madame Du Dupar, but I've traced our ancestry clear back to Robin Hood.
Robin Hood? Amazing. How did you do that?
Very easy. I just followed the arrow.
Please, Cass. Now, Madame Dupar, on the distaff side of the family...
Yeah, there was a bunch that came out west with the pioneers. They were led by my uncle Bicarbonate.
Bicarbonate?
Yeah, he was an early settler.
Yes, I see. Well, were there any other distinguished men in your family? Scientists, educators, inventors? Well...
Yeah. Yes, there was. There was our great-uncle, Jeremiah Daly. He was responsible for the horseless carriage.
Horseless carriage? Ooh, he was an inventor.
No, he was a horse thief.
A horse thief? What became of him?
Well, last we heard, he was hanging around the courthouse.
Oh, dear. Perhaps we better talk about something else.
Yes, I think so, too. Now, Cassandra, what about your cultural background? Are you acquainted with art, literature?
Oh, yes, I simply adore poetry.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, it sure is. Have you heard this one?
Now, Cass.
A boy stood on the burning deck eating peanuts by the peck. He also ate some bread and jelly. Did he have a pain in his little face?
Please! Really, Miss Daly?
Oh, you'll have to forgive Cassandra, Madame Dupar. You see, poetry isn't really her strong point.
Yes, I can see that. Just, what is her strong point?
Well, music.
Oh. Well, Cassandra, why don't you sing something for us? Some lovely little aria.
Some lovely little aria?
Yes.
Well, I'd be very delighted to, sure.
Oh, my, that is lovely.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Miss Daly?
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Cass!
She'll be coming round the mountain.
Miss
Daly?
Oh, Cass! That will do, Miss Daly.
But, Madame Dupar, she's
just... I heard enough. Cassandra, you're the most impossible candidate for our school I've ever interviewed.
Oh, gee, thanks. Then you're not going to take me?
On the contrary, I'm going to accept you.
Oh, no.
You present a challenge. If our school can make you over... It can make anyone over.
Oh! Isn't that thrilling, Cass?
Yes, it's utterly, utterly... shut up!
Well, this is an unhappy night for Cass. It looks like she's headed for charm school, but the thought holds no charm for Cass. It's almost midnight now. Cass is sitting all alone in her room.
Cassandra?
Come in, Dad.
Oh. Well, my dear, what are you doing up here all by yourself?
Just sitting.
Well, I thought you'd be reading or playing your radio.
Nope. Just sitting.
Yes, well, now, you're a fine girl, Cassandra, just the way you are. It's just that, well, socially, sometimes you do things that, well, embarrass us.
Like sitting?
No, Cassandra. But, well, now you understand, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Well, I'll say goodnight now.
Goodnight, Dad.
My dad's ashamed of me. He doesn't love me anymore. What's the matter with me? What am I crying for? Where's my self-respect? Where's my pride? Where's my handkerchief? Oh, Cass, why don't you face it? Dad doesn't want you. What are you sitting here for? Why don't you run away, stupid? Okay, stupid, I'll do it. I'll start packing right now. Come in, stupid. Grandpa.
Well, I just thought I'd... What are you doing?
Grandpa, I'm going to run away.
What?
They're ashamed of me. That's what they are.
Now, Cassie. Now, I don't blame you for feeling like that, but you can't run away. Why, where'd you go?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll go to Mexico and be a tamale stuffer.
Well, it'd serve that son of mine right if you did run away. Wait. Cassie, we're going to teach him a lesson.
Well, how, Grandpa?
You're going to run away, but you're not going to run away.
That's what I thought you said.
Now, here's the way it works. You write a farewell note to your dad, then take your suitcase and steal out of the house. I'll sneak the car out and drive you down to the place where I'm going to sit.
Oh, gee, Grandpa, I sure hope this works.
It will. I'll just hide you out, then I'll go back and tell your dad you run away. That'll really throw a scare into him.
Oh, where are you going to hide me, Grandpa?
In the old Whitaker place. Nobody's lived in it for years. Whitaker gave it to some of us old bucks for a clubhouse.
Clubhouse?
Yep. We sneak out there afternoons and play checkers, a little casino, shoot craps in the bathtub. And, of course, we keep a jug of my blackberry cordial handy in case of snake bite.
Oh, Grandpa.
Well, here we are, Cassie. Now, that's the house right there. Now, here, I'll take your suitcase.
Kinda lonesome out here, isn't it?
Yeah, kinda. Watch your step, Cassie. Here's the porch.
Gee, it's dark in here, ain't it, Grandpa? Don't you think that you might better turn the lights on?
Say, I forgot to tell you, Cassie. We ain't got no lights.
You ain't got no lights?
Nope. I was showing off this afternoon and busted all the globe shooting BBs through my teeth.
Oh, no.
Well, I better be getting back. You won't be scared here by yourself, will you?
Scared?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
That a girl.
Bye. Goodbye. Why should I be scared? It's silly. It's because I'm alone in the dark, in a deserted house. Oh, I wonder what I can do to pass the time away. Could count my goose pimples. Say, you know, that's really something. Why should people get goose pimples? A goose doesn't get people pimples. Well, guess I might as well sit down. Where's the chair here now? Whoop! What was that? Oh, radio. Oh, boy, that's good. I'll just get a little music kind of cheer me up.
Now, here's a local item. Dusty Malone, notorious bank robber, escaped from the state penitentiary early this evening. He's thought to be hiding somewhere in this locality, and citizens are warned to be on the alert, as this man is fully armed and dangerous.
Oh. Well, that was cheerful. Dusty Malone. Hope Dusty doesn't settle around here. Say, what's that against the wall? I'll just feel around and see. Feels like a face. It's got a mouth. Nose. Eyes. Antlers. Oh,
Oh, it's a moose head. Oh, gee. Oh, golly. Thought for a minute there was somebody in here. That's silly. Must have a frog in my throat. Try it again. Frog must have something in his throat. Oh, well.
What are you laughing at?
Well, the way my voice sounds in here, it's so...
Take it easy, sister. Don't come apart at the seams.
Say, it's Dusty Malone. Well. Well, hiya, Dusty.
What makes you think I'm Dusty Malone?
Yeah, followed you here, see? You see, I'm hiding out, too. I'm a gun mule. That is to you, Ma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Kansas City Cassie, the gal with the classy chassis from Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me, Dusty, what do you hear from the mop?
You don't look like a gummall to me. You got a record?
Sure I got a record. You got a Victrola?
Now look, quit making funnies. You never been up the river?
No.
No.
Why, I've been up the river so many times.
Yeah.
Next time I spawn.
Okay, sister, I'm sold. Come on, we're going down to headquarters.
Headquarters?
Yeah, I'm a detective. I was looking for Dusty, but you'll do.
But you're not Dusty. You're going to take me. You're going to take you. I was going to do... Oh, oh, Grandpa!
Father, I didn't dream that Cass would run away like this.
Oh, neither did I.
Well, you two have got yourselves to blame. You and your big ideas about a finishing school.
Oh, my poor daughter. Her little room looks so lonesome. Just the way she left it.
Oh.
Her little hat in the closet. Her dresses. Her football shoes.
Poor Cass. Father, please read her farewell note just once more.
Yes, yes, I'd like to. Dear Father and Helen, when you read this, I will be far, far away. I wasn't good enough for you, so this is farewell. All my love, Cass. P.S. Don't forget tomorrow is can night.
I'll never forgive myself, Father. What do you think will happen to...
I don't... Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Hi. What's that? Oh, no.
What is it, Father?
Cass is in jail. Oh, how did that ever happen?
Sonny, that's just what I'd like to know.
Sergeant, I can't get any sense out of this dame. She's a tough nut to crack.
Okay, I'll try her. Come here, you.
Yes, sir.
Now, we're going to get the truth out of you. It takes all night. What do you think of that?
I think it's very tenacitating.
Now, cut the devil talk. We want the truth. You say your name is Cass Daly. Then you say it's Kansas City Cassie.
Well, I...
You're running away, but you ain't running away.
Well, I...
You got a record, but you haven't got a record. You pulled a lot of jobs, but you haven't pulled any jobs. Now, what do you got to say?
Come on, sister, spill it. Who was in with you on all them capers?
Yeah, you're gonna talk or else.
Go ahead. Give me the third degree. Get out the rubber hose.
Throw the lights in my eyes. Don't give me a drink of water. I'm not thirsty anyhow. Go ahead, torture me. See if I care. Torture me.
Quit blowing your top. All we want you to do is confess.
Yes, now come on, sing.
What?
Sing. You heard me. Sing.
Okay, I'll sing.
When old Mr. Grouch sat on his couch and told me that the end of the world was near, my happy heart wrote with a start, hollering, let's get out of here. You've got to stay with the happy people. Have your fun, live in the land of joy. Stay with the happy people. Face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me, that misery is looking around for company. So stay, stay, stay with the happy people. Don't wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style. Just stay with the people who love to wear a smile. You've got to stay with the happy people. Hey, have your fun and live in a land of joy. Stay with the happy people. Yes, face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me, that misery is looking around for company. So stay, stay, stay with the happy people. Just stay, stay, stay.
Cashy girl.
Oh, Grandpa, Dad.
Say, are you Mr. Daly?
Yes, yes, Sergeant, I am. This is my daughter. Whatever she's done, it's all my fault.
That's fine. You don't know what she's done, but it's all your fault. That's very tenacitating.
Cass, will you ever forgive me?
Oh, sure, Dad.
We're going to forget all about that finishing school. I want you just the way you are.
You do? Oh, gosh.
Well, come on, let's go home.
Just a minute, Grandpa.
Eh? What?
My detective here found something else out at that house. A jug of blackberry cordial. Does that belong to you?
Well, yes. You see, I keep it out there for medicinal purposes. In case a snake bite.
I've never seen any snakes out there.
Well, if you drank that cordial, you would.
Oh, Graham.
Be sure to dial our way again next Thursday night at the same time for Cass Daly with Willard Waterman as Jason Daly, Fred Howard as Grandpa, and Lorene Tuttle as Sister Helen. Tonight's supporting cast included Lois Corbett, Ed Max, and Ken Christie. The Cass Daly Show is produced and directed by Frank Gill, Jr.
Archie meets one of the elite at Duffy's Tavern next on NBC.